Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
A Garda has suffered serious injuries while attending a road traffic incident in Cork. The Garda, who was on traffic duty, was attending an incident when he was apparently injured by a passing vehicle. And Ralph Regal is the Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent, and he joins me on the line. Ralph, thanks for taking our call this morning. Will you tell us exactly what we know about what happened?
Yeah, what happened, Claire, was that on the N25, that's the Cork-Waterford Road, just off the Yall Bypass, a vehicle apparently broke down at around 7 o'clock yesterday evening. Now, the Garda, who was in his 40s, attended the scene. He was in an unmarked vehicle, and he was attempting to help the elderly motorist when the unmarked vehicle was struck by a third car. Now, it appears that the unmarked car was propelled into the Garda, and he suffered very serious injuries. Now, paramedics, the Yall Fire Brigade, Gardaí, attended the scene, and he said he was rushed to Cork University Hospital. Now, the man underwent emergency surgery yesterday evening. The good news, thankfully, is that while he was in a critical condition last night, it's understood that he's in a serious but stable condition today and recovering from what has been described to me as life-changing injuries.
Okay, well, hopefully that's some good news in that he may be out of danger at this time. How were driving conditions in the area at the time?
No, I live in Fermoy, which is not that very far away, relatively speaking, Claire. And it was a difficult evening. It was dark. There was mist. There's been very heavy rainfall in Munster over recent days. So there's quite a lot of surface water. Whether that's a factor or not, Gardaí are certainly investigating all aspects of this. At the moment, they've appealed for any motorists who happen to be travelling on the N25 in this particular area to contact them. They're particularly interested in speaking with any motorists that might have dash cams fitted to their vehicles. And in particular, anyone who would have seen a vehicle stopped or apparently broken down on this stretch of roadway in the minutes before this tragic accident.
And no one else was injured in the incident?
The driver of the third vehicle, we understand, suffered minor injuries. He was taken to Cork University Hospital as a precaution, but I'm told that those injuries are quite minor.
OK, and Ralph, the other news that we're all digesting this morning is the news of Vicky Phelan's death in the early hours of this morning. And I know that you knew Vicky.
Yeah, no, I didn't know her as well as a lot of other people, but I certainly got to know her through several interviews, Claire. And you know, I'm sure you're the same as me in that one of the great privileges of this job is that you get to meet very, very special people. And in Vicky's case, it was quite extraordinary. I was very nervous meeting her for the first time. She was getting an honorary degree in the University of Limerick. And later I covered also she got another honorary degree in what was then the Waterford Institute of Technology, but it's now the Southeastern Technological University. I was very nervous meeting her, but she was just, I think, probably the best description is that she was a force of nature. I was nervous of talking to someone who had gotten a terminal diagnosis, but it was just as if the room brightened when she came in it. She was such a vivacious, courageous personality. I mean, the integrity just, it lit up the room. And, you know, what I would say is that yesterday, Ireland was a very rich country for having Vicky Phelan in our society, and we're much poorer today for the loss of someone whose legacy is that she has certainly improved the health system no end for an awful lot of them women.
Ralph, thank you very much for making that tribute to Vicky Phelan. And Margaret in Dublin is one of the many people who've been on to us this morning who says, I'm so saddened to hear about Vicky Phelan, Ireland's loss. I was so lucky to run into her a number of years ago. She was such a warm person. May she rest in peace.
Today with Claire Byrne. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.